This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Get out your pencils. Here's a little math problem for you.
Okay, there are two groups of tourists. Each group has 60 people. Three-fourths of the first group goes to a museum. Two-thirds of the second group travel to the same museum. So the question is, how many more people go from the first group than from the second group?
This question was asked of eighth graders all over the world as part of the Trends in International Mathematics and Science study involving elementary and middle school students. We'll give you the answer in a few minutes. First, a review of how the students did. Once again, kids in Asian countries did the best overall, and American students lagged behind. William Schmidt directed the 1999 version of the study. One factor, he says, the U.S. curriculum demands less of students.
In Asia and parts of Europe, the expectations are much higher than that for the United States. We estimated that probably by the end of eighth grade, our students are some 1 to 2 years behind students from other parts of the world. The other factor has to do with teachers. If you're going to have a challenging, demanding curriculum, then you also have to have teachers who have enough mathematical and mathematical pedagogical knowledge in order to pull off that curriculum.
Singapore ranked number one across the board. What is Singapore doing right? And is it something one could use in schools in America, for instance, if we chose to?
Some people believe that these issues are cultural, especially since the Asian countries do particularly well. But I think a great deal of this does have to do with schooling itself. When you look at the Singapore situation, you find a curriculum that's very demanding. They have the students learn thoroughly the skills, the algorithms, you know, like their multiplication tables. But then they also have the students understand the conceptual base for these different algorithms. So they learn both what mathematics is in a conceptual sense, but they also learn very thoroughly the skills that are necessary in order to really do mathematics.
To turn that around, what's wrong with the U.S. system?
Students study topics somewhat in an arbitrary fashion, in an arbitrary order. And so to the children, the mathematics seems sort of just a collection of things rather than something that's coherently put together. And then what you do with something like that is you try to memorize it, and as you memorize it, you tend to forget it, and then it doesn't build and it doesn't connect. Whereas I think in these other countries, the mathematics progresses so that it's much easier to remember and to use.
For the average person in this age of computers and calculators, can one get by without this knowledge?
The education now that's required to function in the more information technology age does demand a certain level of mathematics and science and technology. And you see this in the fact that the United States, the way it's met some of its needs in the computer fields and the information fields, is to import its talent from other countries, especially Southeast Asia. Well, the pool of people to bring in is drying up because other countries are also seeking that same pool of talent. And so it's going to catch up with us, I believe, that we're just not producing enough kids that can function at that level.
This then would seem to have policy implications.
Oh, I think it has profound policy implications. First of all, we have to move toward coherent, challenging standards across the country. I think it's rather ridiculous that we still think that children in one state or in one location should have different standards from children in other locations. And I think the second policy implication would be that we need seriously to rethink how we train our teachers to teach mathematics and science. In the middle grades, our teachers are not as well prepared as the teachers in other countries. So that has a profound effect.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
William Schmidt is a professor of education at Michigan State University and a former director of the Trends in International Mathematics and Science study. And the answer to that math problem we posed earlier about how many more tourists from Group 1 ended up at the museum? 5. You can compare test scores and see sample questions at our website, npr.org.